My tower grew for several thousand years, imperishable. It does not sink back. But it can be built over, and will be built over. Few grasp my tower, since it stands on a high mountain. But many will see it and not grasp it. Therefore my tower will remain unused. No one scales its smooth walls. No one lands on its pointed roof. Only he who finds the entrance hidden in the mountain and rises up through the labyrinths of the innards can reach the tower, and the happiness of he who surveys things from there, and he who lives from himself. This has been attained and created. It has not arisen from a patchwork of human thoughts, but has been forged from the glowing heat of the innards. The Kabiri themselves carried the matter to the mountain, and consecrated the building with their own blood, as the sole keepers of the mystery of its genesis. I built it out of the lower and upper beyond, and not from the surface of the world. Therefore it is new and strange, and towers over the plains inhabited by humans. This is the solid and the beginning. I found myself on new paths. Hot, dry air flowed around me, and I saw the desert, yellow sand all around, heaped up in waves. A terrible, irascible sun. A sky as blue as tarnished steel. The air shimmering above the earth. On my right side, a deeply cut valley with a dry riverbed. Some languid grass and dusty brambles. In the sand I see the tracks of naked feet that lead up from the rocky valley to the plateau. I follow them along a high dune. Where it falls off, the tracks move off to the other side. They appear to be fresh, and old half-worn-away footprints run alongside. I open it quietly. A haggard man covered in a white linen mantle is sitting on a mat with his back leaning against the wall. Across his knees lies a book in yellow parchment, with beautiful black handwriting. A Greek gospel, without doubt. I am with an anchorite of the Libyan desert.